And at this time, we want to welcome back to the show the Los Angeles Daily News Laker beat reporter. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show, Mark Medina. Mark, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, a little Kobe Bryant, which was nice to see, and it was nice to see him just get on the court and off the court without hurting himself.
Yes, but as Kobe would say afterwards, he thought he had an F game. You know, you look at his stat line, 9 points, 2-9 shooting, 8 turnovers. You know, he had 4 assists and 8 rebounds, but obviously far from the 81 points he dropped on the Toronto Raptors about 7.5 years ago.
Yeah, well, practicing is not the same as playing, as everybody knows. And Kobe talked about that right after the game. This is what he said.
It's really weird. I think the last time I had 8 months off, I was still in the womb.
So, you know, it may take a little while to blow the dust off. But the real concern that I have is, you know, obviously the injury that he suffered was a really devastating injury, number one, at any age, and then at his age. And then you look at Derrick Rose and what happened in Chicago, and you're always worried about the other leg going.
Yeah, I actually talked with Lakers trainer Gary Vitti before the season started, and that was one of his primary concerns, in the sense that his Achilles has fully healed, but, you know, it's all related to the kinetic chain, where you have to have, you know, a healthy core, or else all your other body parts will kind of be affected. And, you know, kind of on a side note, that's what Steve Nash is going through with his back issues. I mean, it all stems from his nerve issues last year when he fractured his left leg, and that kind of circulated up to his back and his hamstring. So, yeah, it's really a dicey thing that Kobe has to balance, and I think that's why he's been very cautious with his rehab. And, you know, you even saw that in the court yesterday, where he was, you know, trying to get into a rhythm by mostly playing a facilitating role, and, you know, he only played 28 minutes, and that's going to be the plan moving forward, where he's going to stick around that 26 to 28 minute range, just so he doesn't try to do too much.
We're talking with Mark Medina of the LA Daily News. He's the beat writer for the Lakers. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Mark G underscore Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A, and of course, read his stuff at dailynews.com. And, you know, the other thing, too, is this is a season. I mean, if the Lakers, oddly enough, even with their issues, if the Lakers were in the Eastern Conference, they'd probably be in first place.
But, I know.
But they're in the Western Conference, which is loaded. And nobody expects that even if they were to somehow stumble into an 8-seed playoff berth, that they're getting out of the division. So the question is, how far do you push Kobe before you just decide to shut him down for the season and really let him get well, rather than run the risk of what did happen with Derrick Rose, where he takes a year, if he comes back and he blows out the other leg, and now he's gone for another year?
You know, I just don't see that happening. I mean, I don't think anyone expects the Lakers to be championship contending, but Kobe wants to play. The Lakers want him to play. I mean, there's, even with his limitations yesterday, there's so much buzz. So it's in their interest that he plays this season. But I think that they're always going to have the tight rope of him not doing too much, because, you know, obviously they don't want to suffer the setbacks that they had last year with him playing a lot of minutes and him carrying the load. Their hope is that by scaling back a little bit, they'll still value his production and presence, but, you know, they're trying to set up where they don't really need him as much. But that being said, I mean, you look at this roster. It's a full cast-offs. There's so much uncertainty whether Steve Nash can get back in the lineup. Pau Gasol still hasn't found his form. So it's going to be really hard to imagine them making any kind of noise in the playoffs. But, you know, this is the Lakers, and I don't think that they're going to have the mindset of, you know, let's just shut down.
Well, and specifically, Kobe Bryant has the mindset of a cobra. So I don't know how you anybody could even if he tried to sort of take it easy, I don't think he has it in his DNA to do so. So that's a whole other issue. So, I mean, he really only knows one way to play.
Exactly. And, I mean, you look at the rest of the roster. I mean, to ask them to, you know, to kind of say, hey, play for the lottery, these are all guys.
Hey, Mark, I just thought of something. I just thought of something. Why don't the Lakers hire Benoit Benjamin to come back and coach Kobe on how to take it easy?
That would be really good, wouldn't it?
I mean, he could be the goofing off coach.
And what's so fun and what's so intriguing last year with the with the whole minute issue, I mean, I talked with Gary Vee and outside medical experts and to pin it on him just having a lot of minutes and that result in the Achilles injury. It's a little simplistic in the sense that it's usually a freakish injury. Obviously, it doesn't help that he was playing that many minutes. But that being said, the day before his injury went down, the entire team was all talking about how, you know, just from a chemistry standpoint, team balance standpoint, it's not going to be a healthy formula that we keep leaning on Kobe like this. And, you know, we got to get out of this cycle. And they wound up doing it, but more because of external circumstances, unfortunately for them.
All right. Hey, listen, Mark, thanks so much. As always, appreciate it. Mark Medina, LA Daily News.